Well, so how did the local skank get started?
Funny story, we actually all responded to a Craigslist ad. Our guitar player is from Cleveland, and she was like, any girl musicians on a jam, like, I'm interested in ska and rock steady. And so I didn't really, you know, ever like to respond to Craigslist ads. I'm one of those Craigslist scourers, you know, who just looks at everything that's posted.
Lurking.
I'm a lurker. And so all of us came together. We initially had a girl drummer and a singer, but they unfortunately didn't stay in the full lineup, and we ended up getting Daryl as our drummer, Melissa as our bassist, Danny's our guitar player, Hannah our trumpet player, and myself. And that's how we met, and then we all became best friends.
Who were some of your favorite ska bands growing up?
I'm definitely a huge fan of Real Big Fish. Of course, Sublime. You have to like count that into the mix of things. Early No Doubt, because that was ska. Now it's weird crap, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Right, just to block it out.
I'm not going to talk about my theories about Gavin Rossdale and Gwen Stefani getting married and getting all the bad music writing out of them. also a huge fan of Streetlight Manifesto and the Supervillains.
Yeah, that's
love
cool.
to death.
When did you first start playing trombone?
I started playing trombone about 11 years ago.
Yeah, how'd you first get involved with it?
Well, we were picking instruments to be in the band, and I thought it was really cool to be in the band. And I tried on all the instruments, and I was like, this instrument's cool because I'll be the only girl playing it. And that was my rationale when I was in sixth grade. And I kind of stuck with it because I liked it.
So you're playing Faubourg this weekend, and what are you most looking forward to about the fest?
Well, of course, I'm looking forward to actually seeing P. Landersey. We're so excited about that. But I'm really, really pumped to go see Cattywampus' set and the Blue Party, so I'm going to go see that tonight. And also trying to catch some of the Vox and the Hounds full band opening.
Action.
Yeah, it's like the same time as ours, so I'm really upset. But
it's like, gonna be hard to work out.
But I'm pumped for everyone's sets. Like, I'm really excited for all the shows that are going on. Even if I can't make them, I'm really pumped.
And how do you feel the NOLA indie scene has grown over the last couple of years?
I think it's done phenomenal growth. I remember when it was like really when we came back. Just like school, and everyone was slowly but surely building everything up, and bands were becoming more incestuous and using other people. And like from there, there's a lot of support and everyone's friends, and I think that friendship has helped develop the scene and made it what it is. It's made it strong and united today.
Are you going to be debuting any new material at the fest?
We will. We have one new song that we're debuting, and we also kind of have this whole theme going on for our show on Sunday. It's gonna be pretty rockin'. We're dressing up like Japanese schoolgirls.
Oh god.
And and we're part of the Consortium of Geniuses set. They're trying to create a 80-foot tall cockroach to take over P. Landersey, but they actually accidentally make an 8-foot cockroach. We're gonna fight the cockroach and save P. Landersey like a Japanese anime show.
How'd y'all come up with that? Just a lot of liquor, I guess.
I mean, not a lot of liquor. Dr. Milo Pinkerton, his name in Consortium of Genius. Really, he came up with this whole plan for that, and also, since Consortium of Genius is hosting our show, we're rolling with his ideas, because it's just hilarious.
Do you have a favorite venue to play in New Orleans?
I'm a huge fan of One Eye Jacks. I just love it to death. I just love everyone who works there. I mean, I love all the venues in the city, but if I had to choose one to play at and, like, always go to shows to, I love One Eye Jacks.
What do you like about it? What do you love about it?
I love the sound there. I love the sound guys. I love the bartenders. And I just love the whole vibe of the whole venue. It's definitely a trip. Especially those who work there say that there's a ghost in One Eye Jacks, so makes it just a little bit better.
You're from Houston originally, right?
Yes.
How does the scene there compare to the scene here?
I never really connected with the Houston scene. I felt like there were too many things going on. The venues were way too spread out, and you never knew what exactly was going on. Very limited information was actually sent out about each venue. And it's a weird city to play in, and it's a weird scene overall. There's like a few things that like unite the scene, like the Westheimer Block Party, but other than like in North Houston, you got nothing. You just have the suburbs.
Huh. Remember the first show you saw in New Orleans?
The first show I saw was Fay Wray's CD release party.
Oh, nice.
and I
was there for that one.
I was instantly in love. I knew that I had to stay in this city. I knew that I had to go to every single show that was possibly there because it was so epic.
Do you have a favorite show you've ever seen?
Show I've ever seen in NOLA. Yeah. Oh God, I have to pinpoint a show.
Well, I mean, you know, there's got to be a couple that have stood out. You can have one or two. Or give me three.
Okay, I'll give you three.
20.
20 shows. I think my first one is going to be Faye Ray's last show at Tipitina's.
That was great.
That was phenomenal. The first time I ever saw the New Orleans Bingo show, which was Halloween of 2006. And I just remember being like, this is a mind trip. Like, what's happening here? National acts coming in. I was just absolutely in love when Los Campesinos came to play at One Eye Jacks. It was such a good show. They had such good interaction with the crowd. The end. Those are my top three.
It does seem like there are just so many good shows all the time.
I can't pick one. That was really hard coming up with three.
But what do you feel are the biggest misconceptions about the music scene in New Orleans?
I think that too many people, by too many, I mean like outsiders often just associate our scene with jazz. Mm-hmm. And we have more than that. We have really great emerging indie artists. We have a really great, like, thriving ska scene here as well. I mean, the jazz is a portion of what we have, but the rest of it, like the rock shows, are a bigger part of it in my mind.
Do you feel that playing in New Orleans challenges you more than if you had to play somewhere else?
Yes and no. I think that New Orleans is more accepting of music, but at the same time, I think it's... Since there is so much going on, it challenges you to do something different, be outside of the box, and create a sound that is unique.
It seems like if you really suck on stage, you'll be destroyed. You will not get a gig. And like, do you feel that kind of pressure a lot? Like, do you feel that? I mean, it's very exciting, but you got to be good.
You do. You have to be good. Like, the accepting part is like, people do appreciate what you do as an art form. But you do have to know how to play your instrument since there are so many people in the city. Like, if you don't know what you're doing, what are you doing playing music?
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And you can be as weird as you want, but you better be good.
Yeah,
and
you
like,
have to be.
There seems to be that sort of thing. Like, well, you know, it's like, when you think about other cities, you think about, like, college towns. People say, oh, these are college bands. But here it's like, no, you have to actually be out there and be able to fight and...
I mean, the lines between, like, a college band and, you know, a more mature band are a little bit blurred here because there are so many musicians in college bands, quote-unquote college bands, and so they are all at the same level. Like, we're all at the same level. This city's produced so much talent.
Do you follow a certain structure when creating a set list?
At least for the local skank. We like to be really random. Sometimes we have a cupcake cookie jar on stage, and you have to pull our set list out of this cookie jar. Some days, you know, we're like, okay, we're actually going to have a structure. We're actually going to do things this way. So, I mean, we like to change up our set list and how our interaction with the crowd is. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's just one person right here.
Do you play a different set every show?
We always try to.
Yeah.
We don't like playing the same set list twice. It's just not fun.
It seems like that's a big New Orleans thing, too. People don't want to see the same show ever again, so it's always like you're forced to change it up.
I don't think you should ever recreate the same show twice. You should never recreate that feeling. Each show is unique, and each show should have its own special quality to it.
What advice would you have for musicians trying to make it in New Orleans?
Be creative. I mean, that's simply it. Be yourself and be creative. Try to do something that's uniquely to you, but try to tailor it in a way that no one else has done it before. It's like, it sounds really simple, but it's really difficult when you try to come down to things.